The University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations, Jennings, Iaway, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank. The quiet bank.
This is Fernando Perez Villar. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. for Espacio Latino for a great Latin music and information about the Latin culture here in the South Louisiana.
That's Espacio Latino coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
The one you love, come on up, baby. Won't you hold my hand? I want to be the one I love. You're the one I'm thinking of. You know the night time, oh, it's the right time to be with the one you love. Let me tell you something right here. You know my mother, she let me down. And my father, of a poor boy crying. Baby. I say, come on, baby, now. I want you to hold my hand, just as tight as you can. You know the night time, oh, it's the right time to be with the one you love. Let me hear you now. I say, baby, 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 whoa.
9:05, and this is the nighttime, gotta be the right time, by Rockin' Dopesy Jr. and the Zydeco Party CD. On this cut, it was back in 2002, when this one here was produced or recorded. So we're 6 minutes past 9 o'clock, and listening to Zydeco Sub Pass Alley every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, 482-6991 is the number here. Your host, JB, sitting in the chair until 12 noon with my sidekick, MC, will be coming in momentarily, so stay tuned right here at 88.7 FM. Good morning, Mr. Dodell. Good morning, Mr. Stevens. Good morning to all of you who called in this morning, and just hope that you're spending a very good and wonderful, cool day with your cup of coffee or your biscuit in your hand or glass of lemonade. Whatever you're doing on this beautiful Saturday morning, just continue to enjoy it. We have some people in the studio this morning who would like to talk to you from Vermilionville and from the United Blood Service, and I'm just going to go directly to them right now. Good morning to you, and hopefully that you are doing well. Good morning, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are we doing today?
Great.
Doing fine.
Good, good. And why are you here? Well, first of all, introduce yourselves to the audience so people can at least know who they are listening to.
My name is Mary Goody, and I'm a member of Creole Inc.
Good.
And my name is Joseph Gray, and I'm with United Blood Services.
Okay. All right. What is, tell me why you guys are here, first of all.
Well, Sunday, June 10th is Creole Culture Day at Vermilionville, and that is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, it's free admission on that day. There are a lot of activities going on. Live music by Donna Angel, Creole Zydeco Formers. There will also be a Creole jam in the village. There are cooking demonstrations, kids' games, dance lessons, and a whole lot more. But this year we've added something new to it, and we have partnered with United Blood Services for a blood drive to be held at Vermilionville on Creole Culture Day. And we're especially inviting the public to come out and donate a little bit of your time, a little bit of your blood. We're especially targeting African-American donors. Mm-hmm. And I will turn it over to Mr. Gray so he can explain more about the blood drive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity to share a little bit of time and also to share my heart with you.
It's our pleasure.
Like Ms. Mary said, we with United Blood Services, we launched a program called For the Love of Us, and it is specifically geared toward African-American blood donation. What it is that there are kids and as well as adults out there who suffer from a disease called sickle cell anemia. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not the only reason. Sickle cell is not the only reason that we're targeting African-American blood donors. There's also those of us out there with diabetes, leukemia, cancer, that need rare types of blood. We in the African-American community represent about 70% of types O and type B blood, which is the most transfused blood types out there. So it stands to reason that if we as a community, we as black people step up and donate blood, we may possibly curtail a blood shortage. And that's so important right now.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But you're having some difficulties, and why are you having some difficulties to recruiting black or African American to want to donate blood? You're focusing and you're directing that towards them. It appears that you're having some problems encouraging or convincing people that they need to donate blood, particularly in the black community. Why do you think is that?
Well, I think a lot of it is associated with just our culture. You know, the way we grew up. You know, a lot of times if you don't see your mother and your father and your grandparents doing something, that's generally not an activity that you're going to take up and follow. You know, we've had so many myths that are spread around in the black community from way back in the day, from the Tuskegee experiment to the death of Dr. Charles Drew. Uh-huh. There are rumors, and you know, basically a lot of African American people have had a problem with the medical community. Uh-huh. A lot of mistrust.
Right.
You know for yourself, it's very difficult even in this day and age. Mm-hmm. To get us, even as young black men, to even go to the doctor.
Right.
You know, so that's definitely a problem. So what we've got to do you know, what my job is to really get out here and to educate first.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the first part of it. You have to educate, and you have to give people a reason to donate blood. Help them understand that what they do by donating blood can possibly save the lives of those in our community as well as those in their own families.
That's right. What is the procedure of obtaining the blood? Now, I know that there are grown men who think and they go around saying that how tough they are, but when you take that needle out, then they become little infants. So is it that difficult, or is it painful, or what is it, though?
No, John, I tell you, you hit a hot button just now.
Yes.
You know, because I do a lot of recruiting. You know, when I say recruiting, it means I'm out there pounding the pavement, and I'm asking people to donate blood. I'm explaining to them why they should donate blood, you know, and you see two 250-pound black man out there and tell me, oh, man, I can't do it. I'm afraid of needles, you know. But in the same breath, he's got a sleeve of tattoos on his arm.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, I really don't buy, you know, the I'm afraid of needles thing. The problem is, you know, we'll endure a little pain for something that we think is important.
That's right.
For something we feel is a worthy cause.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's my message to it. You know, I mean, if your mother or your father or one of your siblings needed some blood, you would not hesitate to do it. You know, so
right.
What we're asking you to do is step up for someone else's mother and father, or their brother or sister, someone in your community that desperately needs it to enhance their quality of life.
That's right. But, you know, it could be a myth. It could be also that they are fearful of needles, and is not that painful, ladies and gentlemen. And particularly to the young males, it is not painful. It's nothing but a little sting that you go through, and that's it, and after a while. And then, too, the blood that you give up or donate to someone for the survival of someone, or saving somebody's life, you don't worry about taking it away, that you're reducing the number or the amount of blood that you have in your body. Your body keep reproducing blood. And so you don't have to fear of that. But coming back to the fear, I've seen some young men who were tough in the military. And whenever they would take, if you wanted to calm them down, all you got to do is threaten and say that we got to give you some shots. And let me tell you, they would pass out. I've seen some young men just fainted. I mean, just passed out when the doctor took out the needle and said, "Well, I got to give you these shots." And of course, you know, you go through the military, you got to get five or six shots at the same time.
Absolutely, I've been there.
So you know how that is, and you've done it. But anyway, the cause is worthy. Of course, it's a worthy cause, and that's going to all take place on January the 10th. Now,
June 10th.
I see January. I don't know why I keep saying that, but June the 10th, that's when, and this is not this Sunday, but next Sunday coming, June the 10th, activities will get started around 10:30 that morning. Now, when are you going to be setting up?
Well, we're going to be setting up, we'll be there between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay.
Blood Bus is going to pull out at 10 o'clock. We'll be there probably about 9:30 getting everything set up, you know, to make sure that when the public arrives, we're up and running and ready for them.
Okay. And if anyone needs some additional information, how could they get in touch with you, though?
Well, they can go to our website at www.unitedbloodservices.org, or they can call our blood center Monday through Friday at 337-235-LIFE.
Okay.
All and right. Also call Vermilionville to sign up to be a blood donor at 233-4077.
Very good, very good. So that's all going to take place this coming Sunday on June the 10th, and I'm saying it right this time, and the gates are open, or the doors are open around 10:30, and that's Creole Day, a big celebration every year that we do at Vermilionville, and recognizing a outstanding Creole person. And of course, the whole idea, the whole intent is to make sure that we expose or let you know that the culture of Creole is well and alive and is shared throughout the world. And it was part of the gathering and the development of this part of the country. And we're talking about Lafayette, Vermilionville, And, of course, do you realize is that Lafayette was named Vermilionville before it was named Lafayette? And we contributed a great deal. And all of you need to come out and just participate. Take part. We have a wonderful program that is scheduled for this coming Sunday. And the person who will be recognized is a worthy individual for this award. So come on out. And the program for the award will get started around 11 o'clock that morning. And the Richard Catalan Award will be awarded to Goldman Thibodeau, a known musician in this area. And along with that, we'll have the blood drive. And you've heard that. And we have the jam session. We have Creole cooking. We have crafts game. And then we have the Creole language sharing circle. And that's going to be with the Geneva Phillips, Mary Alice, and then Melvin Caesar, Paul Clues, and yours truly, and along with Herb Wills. And, of course, we're going to get Mary Goody in there to make sure she's part of the conversation in French. And now, Mary Goody, say something in French before we go to music.
John, you put me on the spot, but that's okay.
I'll come back to you.
Okay, good.
You can think of something, and then we'll be right back with our guest.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more. Here we go with something by the late great. We're talking about Furnace Arsenault, and he's talking about Old Zydeco. Something by late great Furnace Arsenault. Coming up is something by Horace Traheim. He said he had to go by the river. He went down by the river, and I don't know what he went by the river for, but we'll find out right here as soon as we turn this on. And this is on his CD called Horace Traheim and Get On Board. And listen to this one right here, Way Down to the River.
Well, I went down to the river, but the river was dry. I went over to the sea, but that wasn't the place to be. I went up to the mountain, but could not reach the top. Now I found me a home, and I never have to roam.
Yeah, baby. It was a song that was real popular back in 1965. And right now, we're gonna do just a little piece of that for you. Go a little something like this. There's a rainbow in my heart. It reminds me of how we walked in. Love is gone forever, but deep down in my heart, I love her forever. There's a rainbow in my heart. Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Last night, I dreamed I was kissing you. And I dreamed all night long. And I keep on dreaming. You're my girl, you're my world. Yes, I'm an honest man. Whoa, baby.
Keith Franks, Rainbow, on his CD, What His Name. That's Keith Frank, ladies and gentlemen. That was recorded back in 1995. That's when this was recorded. Just a reminder that American Legion 504 on Clifford Drive, Clifford Road here, every Sunday, Red Light Special. And we're talking about in every Monday, they have a big jam session. And Warren Prejean and the Zydeco and Rhythm and Blues Band and all of that. We're inviting all of you to come on out there and support this, especially on that Monday night and that jam session. And a special guest will be Major Handy, will be there this coming Monday. And that's all going to take place over at American Legion at 603 Clifford Road here in Lafayette. So go on out there and enjoy yourself. We'll be back with more of information on Vermilionville and the Blood Drive. Stay tuned right here. Don't you dare go anyplace. We'll be right back after those brief messages right here. Stay tuned.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for Zydeco et Passalé comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Palomar Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back at 31 minutes past 9 o'clock in the second segment of Zarco Sopasale. Your host, JB, has been your host since 8 o'clock this morning. And we're going to continue with that good Zarco music. But first, let's go to, we want to go and continue conversation with Mary Goody and the gentleman from the United Blood Service. Good morning again. And,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. And I know, Mary Goody, you have a special passion and concern about, and you want to share this with the general public, about the importance of a blood drive and to donate blood. Would you share this with us, please?
Yes, I have a personal reason for appealing to the public to donate blood. On September 22nd, our daughter delivered her first baby, and something went extremely wrong. We don't know what it is, but she ended up enduring 5 surgeries in 16 hours, and it took 39 units of blood products to save her life. She was on a ventilator, and today I have to say that she is doing well, both she and the baby. But thanks to United Blood Services of Baton Rouge and of Lafayette, when the supply of blood ran low in Baton Rouge, United Blood Services of Lafayette delivered blood in the middle of the night to help to save her life. So I have a personal appeal to the people, to the public, to come out on that day and donate blood. It is important that we do what we can, because you may be able to save a life. And I thank you for all the ones who have donated in the past, and we ask you to please consider donating on Sunday, June 10th at Vermilionville. And remember, admission is free on that day. Thank you.
That's right. When you're talking about free, we're talking about free. Just walk on in. Just walk in. You don't have to worry about taking your any change or digging in your pocket. This is free. This is a free event all day long, from 10:30 all the way to 5 o'clock that afternoon. And it's free. No charge. Just walk right on in. Nobody will be looking at you cross-eyed. You just come on in. And of course, to also tell the folks about the blood drive. Would you remind them again, sir, about what's going to be taking place on the blood drive?
Well, the blood drive, like Ms. Mary said, the blood drive is going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 10th. And Ms. Mary, I want to personally thank you for sharing that story for me, because there are a lot of people in this area who really don't have an understanding of exactly what it means to donate blood, especially in our community. We have to understand that kids with sickle cell and other rare diseases must have African Americans, or black people, excuse me, stand up and donate blood because of the rare blood types we have. Mm-hmm. Our blood is so genetically matched, it's hard for a person with sickle cell to receive blood from any other race other than our own. And that's why my push is so important, because without that blood, these people don't enjoy the quality of life that you and I enjoy. So it's important. I'm really, really urging our community to come out, or even just to go to the blood center, to make sure you roll up your sleeves and donate blood, because it can possibly save the lives of someone in your community or even your own family.
Good. So that's all going to take place on June the 10th, and this coming Sunday, not tomorrow, but next Sunday, that's when it's going to take place at Vermilionville. The honoree is supposed to be here in a little while, by 10 o'clock, if you want to hang around, if y'all would like to stay around until Mr. Goldman Thibodeau comes in. And Mr. Wayne Singleton also just called in and say he's going to be coming in with his accordion, so if you can hang around a little while, and then you'll be able to witness some of the great talent that both the old generation and the young generation have. Thanks very much, and well, let's go back to music. And here come Chris Ordway Listen to this one.
Welcome, everybody. This is Chris Hardaway, New Step. And we'd like to welcome everybody into our world. Coming to you in 2005 in a brand new way.
Thank you. Sunday. Come see, come talk about. I know no gonna go to bid on him or no. I know no gonna go to live by the bevo. Oh, you die. Oh, the pitima. Oh, Marie. Come see, come talk about. Oh, yeah, don't be too much. Oh, Marie, if you marry me, I know no gonna go to be on the moon. Oh, yeah, don't be too much. Oh, Marie, come see, come south of us. I know no gong go to the beach on the moon. I know no gong go to the beach on the river. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the God of him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come see, come south of us.
Sounded by Murphy Reshore. Good morning to you, Murphy. I hope you're not on that tractor again this morning. You promised not to be on it. You promised to sit around there and listen to what we were doing here this morning. So we're going to be playing something by Zydeco Force. Would you believe it's on an LP? We call it Zydeco Run. Mr. Glaude, you remember that at the Hamilton Club when Zydeco Force was a force. Zydeco Run.
Where there is no trouble, and if you're talking about people just wanna be one, come on down, y'all. Let's make a Zydeco run.
And if you're talking about people who don't need any guns, come on down, y'all. Let's make a Zadikora. Get out, y'all. Let's make a Zadikora.
Zadiko Run by Zadiko Force, an old LP. I discovered that in the archives, and I said, well, let me play this one this morning. And you know, it brought back a lot of memories for a lot of folks who used to go to the Hamilton Richard Club, Slims, and Robbie Robinson would be out there on the stage with his big bass guitar, and Jeffrey Broussard on the accordion, and all the whole gang was out there just entertaining all of you. And that's when the beat started changing with Zydeco Force. Thank you, Robbie Robinson, and your whole gang, and Zydeco Force gang, for making this possible. Let's continue with something by the late, great Bo Jacques. Lock it in, check it in, and check it out, and all that kind of stuff. The late, great Bo Jacques.
Lock it in. All right. C'est ça fait. Oh, do you get it?